Brian, can I interrupt for a second, is it all right? Seemed like you really liked the guy. Okay. But Agent Lewis was telling him, not here by accident. And the way we people generally, we don't know everything, but we usually know quite a bit.
Yeah, yes,
and you're a smart guy, you're an intelligent man. Well, even people can get themselves in a position that, you know, maybe one bad judgment here, one judgment there. And then the next thing you know, you're wrapped up into something in normal life we never get into. But suddenly, you have one bad decision here, one bad decision in there, and suddenly you're kind of in a spot. Mm-hmm. We all three of you in this room know that you responded to what you're telling them as well. That's not on. Maybe there's a little more. Okay? We already know a good, not everything. We already know a good chunk of what's going on. We came here in good faith. Because we feel that of all that we've looked at, of all the folks that we could have a good sit down with, who actually has a conscience, and somebody whose ward reputation, not just with the city, but the big thing with the reputation with your family. And you tell me if I'm wrong.
No, you're 100% right.
I know I'm right. Okay? We didn't, we're not here by accident. We came here to talk. And you're still, you have that little struggle going on right now. We just want to sit down and say, you know, this is kind of what's going on. But you have that little fear factor holding you back. So many things are probably going on through your head right now. The only thing I would really strongly suggest to you is the only chance you really have right now is us and getting everything out and not, well, you're worried about, you were very, very despondent last because you made a few decisions, poor decisions, not thinking it through, and then suddenly you're wrapped into something that you had no idea.
Oh yeah,
and
turn that alcohol.
And yeah, and you tell me if I'm wrong. You can look at me right and tell me. You know what? You know, Agent Jimenez, you were wrong. Go ahead and say at any point in this.
No, I'm sorry.
If you think I'm wrong about this, there's much more.
No,
okay. What I'm asking you though, instead of making us play a fishing game,
where
we've got to throw the loop because there's so many things we already know. It's kind of dreadful to you and to us.
When we
already know we're all kind of going to dance here. And the problem is like we're here for a reason because we think you're one person that has a conscience, has values. That maybe we made some oopsies. But it's ready to say, you know what, I want to get on this train because I have to run over. That's why you were despondent last night. Okay. There's a lot more for us to talk about. And Agent Lewis has some various questions. But please understand, I just don't, I dance something like this.
No, you're fine.
It doesn't feel good, okay?
Yeah,
so I have an idea. How about we talk honestly things that everybody in this room already knows the answers to.
Let's do it.
Okay.
Let's start with the relationship which we deal with, because that's the crux of it. Okay. So tell me about how this all spun up and what was expected.
I mean, I don't think any absolutely expected of me. I just think that he wanted to maybe, I don't know, push his agenda or get his businesses or get his medical money stuff or do his stuff. And I think that was just, you know, I don't think he was ever like, I guess. But obviously, I didn't think he was trying to benefit him in a way.
There's help for you, by the way. That is the time you've been in fourth grade and on social things.
Thank you.
So that's what you're supposed to
do. I'm sorry.
That's okay. You're
right.
But you know, it's...
Wait, let me tell you something. Take my hand. Okay? I'm a man. Okay?
Yes, sir.
I've 32 years.
Yes, sir.
I've made a ton of mistakes in my life. I'm something years old. I don't want you to think that you're the first person made mistakes. Okay? You are someone that is a good person. Just like I said, when I wonder about the things that we've learned, through good conversations and from otherwise interviews, evidence gathering of all sorts over the last year and a half, we've heard nothing but things about you, with the exception of you were gullible. And there was a certain business person in Palm Bay that is not, in my opinion, and many other people's opinion, a very honest person that the agendas that he's pushing. And by you telling me what we already know, I now came forward and believe that you are somebody that I can act for, if you understand what I'm saying. When we knew these stories about stuff that we know is just not true, and we can back true, it doesn't help you, and it just gets us a little upset, and you can understand why. But I do appreciate it, because I know it's not an easy thing to be perfectly candid with two strangers and all of us. Let me ask you this. Where did you first come across Joe? Did he approach you, I assume? Or did you approach
him? No, he did approach me.
Okay.
Like when you look at hype and then even in further back, you know, you can kind of see trying to set up dominoes.
Right.
That maybe I was just into. Or just naive.
Perfect. I think probably naive. If you haven't been in this thing, these are people that have. I mean, we look at the whole court of Bombay. You got some people who have been in government, politics, and in my opinion, dirty politics for a long time, and here comes you. And they go, nice guy, honest guy, we can use him. And that's the sad I say that, but that is in my opinion. Do you agree with that or disagree with that?
No, at this point,
I'm missing. Tell me about how did Joe approach him. And who was behind you, say, the whole domino effect? Who helped with this domino effect?
I mean, to be honest with you, I think it is an argument with setting something to where you can get control over everything. That's like where I feel.
Why do you say that?
Just like it seemed the move he is just trying to make, and the people that he's supported. He wanted control of all these budgets, either the county budget, city budget, or you know.
Let's start. What did he control, or what did he want to control?
I mean, I believe he can completely control the whole area.
Control the area scale level?
Yeah, yes, sir.
Why do you think that?
There's this very, very.
There's more to it than that. I need you to say that. What else do you know?
I don't personally know a lot about them. I've never really liked Dave. They all me, my wife and I had breakfast with him and his wife at the IHOP, and always were like, oh, you know, we can help you. There's walk out there, we can show you the stuff, and then just would never ever call me back saying,
walk lists?
Before I ever helped me. Well, yeah, the knowledge and stuff. Oh. You know, you get a Republican walk list and stuff like that. And then just the way he got the Indian job, and then he got this job, and then it just didn't make a lot of sense.
How did he get Andy Anderson to go?
Well, like a county commission thing. He got the chief of staff, I believe, who it was.
Mm-hmm.
Not sure how he got that. It was just kind of, and then he gets a job, and then Dave gets a job, and then.
What do you see specifically, about? Wait, far back on the phone, because I know this whole description of how you got your money and the stuff is not accurate. So where did you get your money for your campaign? How much did Joe give you?
$9,000.
Okay. And when did he give you?
Several weeks.
And did he give it to you in cash?
Yes,
check?
Sir.
And do you remember approximately when?
Not really.
If the election was in November of 2016?
Yeah, I think it was like the December over.
And how many different increments did he give you?
I believe it was twice, maybe 3 times.
Okay. So 2 to 3 times, and then 2 to 3 years, he gave you $9,000 in cash?
Yes, sir.
And increments, did he give you? 2,000, 2,000, 3,000. What did, I mean, how much
all that? I think it was pretty much like that.
Well, that doesn't even add up to 2,000.
My might have been like 25. It might have been 4 times. I think it was about 25.
You think, or do you know that?
I'm not quite sure, sir. I've
been actually getting much. Do you remember where he gave it to you?
Several different places,
up apartment. Where
the initial setup, like the BBDY, the year, and it's in Pompeii, that we did a debate there or something.
VYAC?
No, it's so many things, because it's the Bard Coalition of patients, and it's all on the right side. Somewhere by the fire station. It's just so many in the initial, like, I can't remember. Okay. Like,
by Harris, by the fire station, or?
The old Palm Bay Road, the fire station.
Yeah. That little strip mall is. So you met him in the parking lot there?
Well, yeah, just in the debate.
Okay. So after a debate there? And how did it come about? What was the arrangement that you were to?
There was no arrangement. There wasn't a live grant of vote this way or that way. It was just like, yeah, let me figure this out. And
okay.
I had lost them before, and I thought I was going to be feeling. And, you know, okay. I was trying to move in the right direction and do the right thing. And obviously, I did. So it was very, very interesting.
Yeah, but it's something to get through. Okay, so don't pass where they are. You got. I told you, and I mean it mostly, I'll be the best advocate I can be for you when it comes, but you have to be honest with me.
Yeah.
It's like a kid telling me I'll do anything in the world for you if you're honest with me. And you've got teenagers, there's no or a teenager, so you know it's like, yeah, it's very important to have that relationship with them. So this first $2,500 you got from Joe was in that parking lot after the...
No, it was
at
a hotel.
And where was all those?
The hotel.
And how did that come about?
He just sat here.
Did you meet him there on purpose? Were you in the room?
No, there was several folks there just talking about the election. And what like John's chances is where everyone went in the mayor's seat. He just happened to be there.
Was it a fundraiser or what was it?
No, it was like just a general. I think there was a chamber of commerce later. Maybe Nordstrom or something like that.
Okay.
If you don't mind, real quick. He just happened to be there with $2,500.
Well, no, I'm not sure he had a pen.
Okay, that's why I just want to make sure. Okay.
No, that's not my. Like, okay. At that point, I know that was the first. You know,
okay.
Like, okay, what the hell?
I'm sorry. You know, day two in this, was that the first time that he had talked to you about supporting, financially supporting your campaign?
He never actually talked about financially supporting me. He said that I was the best candidate, and then it kind of was like, here you go, and kind of taken aback. And then it never happened.
Okay.
Who said that at?
Jeff.
And where did that at the Holiday Inn?
Meeting.
Where? What meeting room?
No, sir.
Who else was there inside the room when that happened?
Nobody.
It's just you and Joe.
That's right.
That room, and he approaches you. Supporting this never happened.
Well, and then I went back out to the meeting where they were all sitting having some coffee, and I was just kind of like. I don't know what to do right now.
Where was everybody else?
At the coffee table, there's like a little going entrance, and there's some coffee tables, and then like for like they come back, but I've never got to use that.
Was it the daytime?
It was nighttime, but it was just you would have your time now.
That's right. Who else was there?
Like I said, Vicky Bear. I believe the road injury might have been.
Who's the bill?
It's
his dad. What
was he doing? John Van and Lowe. I know there was a couple of other people. James Boyd, I believe, was there.
His boy did it?
Yeah, and he's a firefighter. That might not be. That's his name. I'm pretty sure it might be Booth. Or he was a pig at some point.
Booth or Boyd?
Yeah.
Okay.
But I know there's another guy named James.
Yeah,
I don't think.
And what was the
appropriate? Like I said, there was Gus John's campaign.
So everybody was there to rally behind John.
Yeah.
Did you remember anybody else was there? There was Vicky there, there was Bill there, James Booth, there was Joe, there was you. Who else? Obviously, was John on there?
Yeah, sir.
Okay. Who else?
I think that might have been the 5 or 6 people.
Okay. And walk me through, they have a meeting, and then everybody goes out and has coffee? Or?
Well, they just sat out and had coffee, and were there over a flyer that the child wanted to put out.
Okay.
And it was like, you know, look at this, what do you, how much is this race going to cost? I think he said
$30,000. How did you end up in a by yourself with Joe?
Yeah, he just asked to speak with me, and we had like a cup of coffee that night. Had the family conversation about I was a good man, I was a good person, and I could do all the things. And then just kind of 360.
It was Lurie Jen and McCash and boom.
Yeah.
You're a great guy. We want you for your families. We want you to do the right thing. Here's some of my money.
Yeah.
What was the time that they gave you $2,500? Do you remember the first time? How much later after that?
I recall it was just
done
a couple of weeks ago.
Okay. And you estimated it would be up 2 weeks later?
Yeah, and they did it in time.
And where did that happen?
I'm not sure.
Do you remember if he was around them?
Usually there was no
idea. Did he, when he gave you the money first time, second time, third time, fourth time, and gave you that $2,500, did he ever go on off and say, hey, was anybody in your campaign at that point, I guess?
No. It's always been just me.
Okay.
I have like a giant friend and stood up and Asha, which I would have never met this person.
Clearly,
it was just pretty much me. The local place of the county.
Right.
So it was nice to see everything moving in this direction. I think that I thought I could change that, you know, without.
You're sold to the devil.
Yes, sir.
Do you remember when the third time that he gave you?
I believe the on the road.
Okay. And do you remember the last time?
I'm sorry.
You remember anything about when giving this money? Was it? Do you remember the increments set of the brand? Do you remember how you had to contain? Was it an envelope? It was just a stack of cash?
Yeah,
I
don't know. It's just a rubber band. And all sorts of different kinds of
money. You want to make some money?
I thought he was with a business.
What business?
I thought he had a higher job, but apparently that's for gross.
Okay.
And that's the house.